Regularly here in Studio 360, we explore design for the real world. Why the things we use every day look and feel the way they do, from thermostats to Post-it notes to Tupperware. This week, graphic designer Leslie Smolin talks about her passion for something you may be using this very instant to stir your coffee. The spoon.
It's just got this beauty and elegance regardless of the translation. So here I have what is a salt spoon, but it's so perfectly formed and it's got all the quality and character of a larger version. I mean, and I contrast that small one with, you know, a big wooden stirring spoon, or a, you know, if you envision a spoon to stir a cauldron, you know, that a witch might have. The scale changed from one to another, and yet it still retains its essential spoonness. The spoons can be made out of almost any material we think of. They're plastic, wood, bone, horn, ivory, steel, aluminum, iron, paper, glass. And then there's certainly lots of other things you can do to change it. The bowl shape can be deepened to make a ladle. The size of the bowl can be adjustable. As in measuring spoons, you know, where you kind of integrate a mathematical component, so they feel so machined and precise and have that quality. And obviously there's plastic versions, but I love this metal version with a little ring so that they stay together. It does connote a certain level of precision, and then when you think of cooking, it seems like such an artful expression. But a lot of good chefs, if you talk to them, a lot of it's about organization ahead of time and really making sure you have all your materials and knowing the chemistry of how to balance out one taste with another. Another variation in spoons could be the handles. In this case, I've got a baby spoon. It literally says baby. It's carved into the handle, and the handle's curved around so the child really can grab it as they would a rattle. They also, the silver ones, get this great patina. I think all of them, there's something about an object that you use every single day. It just has this incredible wear and tear, but they hold up, and the patina that comes from usage seems to give it character. Mm-hmm. They almost have an anthropomorphic feeling to them because they are so well designed for the hand, you know, and really works as an extension of your arm. Both my husband and I have a number of silver pieces we've inherited from our grandparents. He got me hooked on collecting silver. So I like them when they're kind of worn and used and you know that they've been handed down. But that whole sense of someone else owning it and it being a kind of personal artifact that then is passed on and used. Not, I have jewelry home that was my grandmother's that I have no idea when to wear. And yet these are the kinds of pieces that I could live with and use and serve and think about her every time I use it. In some ways, I think, like a lot of other craft aspects, it's a lost art, which is sad to lose.
That's design for the real world. Do you have some everyday item you're curious about? You can write to us through our website, studio360.org, or mail us a letter at Studio 360, WNYC, 1 Center Street, New York, New York, 10007.